Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Yesterday, we got news that Herman Mashaba, president of Action SA, has decided to step back as a councillor to the city of Johannesburg. Herman Mashaba joins us this morning, as he always does. Good morning. Thanks for doing that. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and thank you so much for giving me this great platform to communicate the reasons behind this also important resignation.
Absolutely. So it couldn't have been an easy decision.
Absolutely. You know, I think it looks like I was born to make tough, difficult decisions because a 62-year-old man all his life had to really make very, very important decisions. But I think as human beings, we have to from time to time when it's really necessary. And this time it became really very necessary when, you know, 2024 is around the corner. Remember, we contested the local government after only a year in existence with the IEC making it difficult because IEC did everything possible to prevent Action SA from contesting. And we contested and came out with groundbreaking electoral results. So this time around, I think I agreed with our Senate and the caucus that please, there's enormous calls, immense calls from people all over the country to set up structures in all the 9 provinces. Yes, just to really share with you, Howard, Action SA, as we speak, I'm talking to you right now, We only have 4 provincial chairpersons, that is Gauteng, KZN, Western Cape, and Northwest. So we still have 5 more provinces to fill those positions. And it's not an easy job because, unfortunately, if you look at what ANC has done to the moral fiber of South Africans, to get ethical leadership in South Africa, that's not an easy exercise. And people are committed to social justice. So the people are committed to a non-racial, prosperous South Africa, very few. And those who are there are quiet because South Africans have allowed ANC to silence them. And so I have to really go out there and really get those ethical leaders to really come out and actually let's work to protect this country from collapse. Because as I've always said, a prosperous South Africa and ANC cannot coexist in one space. One of them has got to die, and it's got to be the ANC. And Action SA has proven beyond any reasonable doubt we are the only political party in this country capable of unseating the ANC. We demonstrated this in the 6 municipalities we contested, and we are unapologetic. You remember, Howard, I had this discussion with you that where we're going to contest, we are going to take the ANC under 50%. Look at what we did with them in Gauteng. In the 3 metros, we took them under 30%. And put them, for the first time in the history of this country, ANC at the national level, under 50%. You know, who played that role? Action SA, becoming the 6th largest political party in the country, only contesting in 6 municipalities. So you can imagine, once we now contest at national level, the damage that we are going to cause to them. We want to see them. If they perform well, they must get between 25 and 30%, so that we can form a coalition government with other like-minded political parties that society can hold accountable. Because ANC 2024, beyond 2024, this country will be a failed state.
So what's interesting to me is that to some extent, it's the success of Action SA that has prompted this decision. Because and correct me if I'm wrong, but what you saw in terms of support has perhaps signaled to you that there is the big picture out there. And by being part of the city of Johannesburg, as important as that is, it means that there's an opportunity cost in terms of the rest of the country. Is that really, would you say that formed the basis of your decision?
Well, the thing is, if you look at my approach to politics in this country, one uses common sense. So you always go for low-hanging fruits. Mm. You put your resources where you know you'll get maximum return. And fortunate enough, the ANC is very vulnerable. Very vulnerable. They're busy destroying themselves. So, which is really good. But the problem is that there's not a single opposition or political party that is capable or to unseat the ANC. So for us as XNSA, the advantage is that we don't stand on the fence. People really know our intention is to remove the ANC out of power to save South Africa. And it's not just a question of just removing ANC, it's to save South Africa because the ANC is determined to destroy this country. If you look at the 9 wasted years of Jacob Zuma and the 3 or so years of Cyril Ramaphosa, corruption has actually gone mad under Cyril Ramaphosa. And the reason is because Cyril Ramaphosa is not a leader who can lead this country and be decisive. He's still shocked, and he's going to be shocked even beyond 2024. So you can imagine a country running on an autopilot with 18 million South Africans unemployed, with our infrastructure being destroyed on a daily basis. So we have to really get rid of the ANC, and we have to do it constitutionally. So we need to mobilize South Africans to understand the power of their vote, because what you will see our campaign is going to be to a large extent on voter education. Because we want to say to our people, we don't need violence. Like I'm sure you are aware what happened to some or what happened to our meeting in Tshwane on
Absolutely.
Saturday,
Absolutely.
Where some people were planted to come and cause havoc. These are the kind of nonsense we are not prepared to accept. What you are saying is we live in a constitutional democracy. When you've got an issue, use your argument. Don't really use the singing. In fact, my colleagues always laugh about this, and it's a fact. I always tell them when we're going to meeting, I said, please stop singing. Singing, please. Let's sing when we finish outside. Right now, during the meeting, let's deal with the country's problems, because political parties in this country, they waste too much time singing when we've got problems. So those people who are responsible for thinking that they can send people into our organization to come and disrupt them, like they did with other parties, I can tell you with XNSA, they've got it wrong. We are going to capacitate our intelligence services. We are going to capacitate our disciplinary teams to ensure that anyone who believes in chaos, they must be out, regardless of whether you've got a point or not. And some of the people, what tells me is that some of their queries are genuine. Mm. But for me, it's how you deal with the matter. If you think we can put you as a leader when you have a genuine problem, you go and burn a clinic. No, that is not the kind of leaders who you want. When you've got you are a leader, you've got a genuine issue, and you live in a constitutional democracy, like XNSA has got a constitution. If you're not prepared to work through peaceful means and use argument than really pushing people around and singing and disrupting
right, absolutely.
Meetings, those people are going to be former members.
Mm, mm. The one concern that might exist, though, is given what you're saying, by you stepping away from the city of Johannesburg, do you think that it will perhaps allow more of this? I mean, we saw the shenanigans happening towards the beginning where it just became almost impossible. And it was a deliberate thing to create to have decent meetings and to push agendas forward. Do you think that by stepping away, you are perhaps allowing a little bit more of this to exist?
In fact, Howard, this is giving me even a bigger opportunity to get involved in getting our coalition partners to be committed to the removal of ANC and mobilize all the parties. The thing is why you're seeing these disruptions, because we formed a government, like to give an example, in Ekurhuleni, where we don't have majority. how do you then, can you really actually sustain government? And I think, remember yesterday I was supposed to have a press conference on the state of coalition arrangements in Ekurhuleni, because we as Section SA have been really concerned about this, and we've engaged our coalition partners about this to say, please, let us put our country first. We can worry about friendship and other issues afterwards, but let's form strong 5-year coalition arrangements. Because once you can have form arrangements, we don't have to really like other parties. I can tell you, with all our coalition partners that we went into bed with, do I like them? Absolutely not. Do they like me? Absolutely not. But it doesn't matter. I'm not here for friendship. I'm here to ensure that we remove ANC. The ANC is the biggest cancer for this country. Let's forget about friendship. We different political parties. Let us operate like coalition partners all over the world. Let's forget about our own personal issues, whether you like me or not. I'm not here Absolutely. For friendship. I'm here to save my country.
Absolutely right. Herman Mashaba, thank you as always. Thanks for chatting to us, giving us some context and sharing your vision for South Africa with us. That is Herman Mashaba, President of Action SA.